The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 30th day of August, 2016. And we have just spent the last hour talking to Dr. Tariq Farouk. He is a nuclear engineer from Egypt, been in the country since 1988. And by the way, his brother came over. He was able to follow him, but it took him 10 years to get his other family members into the country. I would say that you were vetted with a fine-tooth comb, my friend. But they're saying that all the people that are migrating due to the inhuman way, human rights under the guise of human rights, this is a UN-coordinated operation that are literally spreading millions of Syrians, and who knows who else is in this group. And the FBI has said, look, we're having a hard time vetting these people. But be that as it may, we were the last subject that we were talking to the good doctor about was Iran and going back to the overthrow of Mossadegh and installing the Shah of Iran, thanks to our people down in Langley, Virginia. Please continue, doctor.
Okay, this is a very good example of how the Muslim Brotherhood, the movement of the Muslim Brotherhood, is taking the opportunity. So anyway, you just mentioned this when we saw the legitimate government and brought back power in power the Shah. The Shah, he started, good start, he succeeded in doing some reforms and modernization, but later he became a dictator, supported by the United States, and he was looting and stealing the wealth of his country. So people in Iran revolted against this corruption, this stealing, and this violations of the human rights, because he started arresting people left and right. But the Muslims took over, stole this revolution. People didn't revolt for any reason related to religion. They were not stopped from practicing the religion. Then why this Islamist and the Ayatollah took the country? This exactly is the same thing happening in Syria, in Egypt, in Iraq, everywhere. When there is a revolution, for people revolting against something has nothing to do with the religion, these people jump in and steal the revolution.
Now, you're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes, and okay. Remember, Ayatollah and those things are part of the Islamic movement, which called for Muslims to adhere to the teachings of Islam as it was placed more than 1,000 years ago. Because this is one of the major things in Islam. Islam considers itself a religion is valid all over the ages till the end of the world. And this is a serious problem. You mentioned it before. Like Christians, you don't have to adhere to everything in Christianity. No one will kill you. But in Islam, no, you cannot. You have to follow exactly what was written and what was interpreted hundreds and thousands of years ago. You cannot modify this or you should be killed. Nothing else. You see the problem here? Any deviation, you get killed.
I understand the problem. I fully understand the problem. And it is at God's grace in his time that he is the one that sets the judgment, not the judgment of another man. And your dues to be paid for, going afoul of those teachings, whether it had been 200 years ago or 1,000 years ago, is death. I obviously do not agree to that. But the point that I was making, Doctor, is, you know, how many Muslims now are on the planet right now? Your estimation?
Oh,
a billion?
More than a billion. They say 1.1 billion.
Okay, 1.1 billion. So are we headed in a direction of absolutely wiping out anybody that claims to be Muslim? Because it apparently, we haven't turned enough live bodies in the Middle East into human confetti. We haven't done enough yet. We're going to continue to destabilize. We're going to continue to attack. We're going to continue to use various situations, whether they be protests, peaceful or otherwise, revolutions in countries by propping up the wrong people. And this is... Now we're into the area of ideology, and I know of no bomb, I know of no bullet that can ever kill an ideology. It can kill a man or somebody that claims to adhere to a certain set of values and he's willing to die or therefore kill for it. I get that. But what I do not see is an end to this insanity that we keep doing. How can you win a war against an ideology?
Exactly. This is the point, actually, and this is all this discussion is about. Remember the expression I said, our political prostitutes?
Yes.
The political prostitutes are filling the whole world. For example, I wanted to leave this almost after a few minutes, but since you mentioned it, now... The problem is not from Muslims or Islam. It's from the political prostitutes that hide the reality of Islam and deceiving their people and saying, look, Islam is peaceful. Let me just now, I have to drop this because I'm running out of time, but let me just say this. Muslims, they say that Islam is a peaceful religion, the religion of peace. This could be true, but how we verify this? The only way to know the exact teachings of Islam and how Islam will be applied is to look at Islamic countries. When you look at Islamic countries, this is the reality of Islam, and this tells you if the Christians here, or if our country allowed Muslims to come and instate Sharia law, although it is against our constitution, this exactly what will happen to the United States. If they didn't get a lesson from what's going on in Syria, from France, they didn't get a lesson from what happened in Iran, when they are going to learn? Let me now give you example of the application of the Sharia law or the Islamic teaching in a moderate country, which is Egypt, because I know very well, just lately, about 3 days ago, in a city in Asyut in the upper part of Egypt, south in Egypt, the police entered the private home of a citizen because they are praying inside this home. Because the church in this area, along with other churches, were burned. Okay? So they tried to repair them or get a permit to build a new church or permit just to do the repair, the government refused. So they went to one of their homes to pray. The police arrested them. Can you imagine? This is a huge crime for Christians to pray in their home. You see how much freedom of religion is there in Egypt? And look now, just before this, almost 1.5 months ago, in a city, in a village called El Karn, and also in Elmenia, in Upper Egypt, thugs, 300 thugs, Muslim thugs, after the Friday prayer, went armed with machine guns, pistols, machetes, heavy sticks, carrying with them fuel tanks, gasoline tanks, went to set fire in 7 Christian homes for nothing. Nothing. They did anything, nothing against Muslims or anyone else. And these guys, the 7 families, they reported to the police that this is the plan of the Muslims on that day, ahead of time, before it happened, more than a week. So the police, instead of came to search the home of these 7 families to make sure that there is no weapons they can protect themselves. And when the day came, actually one day before the attack, the Christians were assured that the Muslim will attack you tomorrow at night exactly at 8 in the evening after the Friday prayer. And they are coming from this mosque and they are going to burn your home and loot them. So they reported it to the police, to the local police station. The police didn't do anything. So in the day of the attack, they reported it to the main police station, to the central one, not the local one. They didn't do anything. And after the attack, these thugs came, looted the 7 homes, set them on fire, and they dragged an elderly woman, about 70 years old, stripped her naked in the street, and they paraded her in the street. The problem didn't stop here. The police, the governor denied that anything like this happened. And he said, no, don't exaggerate. This could be some kids playing with fire and throw something that set the homes in fire. But because of their Facebook, people saw the picture and they knew what was going on. Then the police, after this came, he first didn't, during the fire, they called the police and they called the fire department. None moved till after 2 hours from the attack. The police came, didn't do anything, and went back. The next day when people knew about this story and they put pressure on the police to do something, the police came to arrest. Can you imagine? He arrested 5 of the Christian families that were the victims and arrested only 1 Muslim. And the Christians were so mad and made a huge noise. As a result, the police made a list of people to arrest them. One of them was dead a year ago and another one was disabled. And they released them. Everyone was released from prison. Yeah. Nothing happened.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about police and people arrest.
Okay, let me just add to this now.
Go ahead.
To have a feeling how many are, what we can call them, moderate Muslims. Now when the police goes and arrest these people, doesn't this tell you, at least in this country, at least 60% of Muslims support this kind of action? For sure, I can tell you at least 70%. When you say 70%, you have now 30%. 20% out of these 30% are Christian, then you come only to 10%, 10% of the Muslims that you can say they don't agree on this action. 10%. You see now, and even these 10%, maximum 1 or 2% of them are willing to speak out or take action. And the other 8% saying, okay, this is wrong and that's it. Now, are these the kind of people you want to bring to the Nazi state and to call them, these are moderate Muslims? I'm waiting to hear your answer.
I'm not past the point here as to why 15 years later we're still in the Middle East and dealing with problems that have subsequently cropped up because of our involvement. You know, to talk about moderates in one country being 1 or 2% or Islamic or Muslim or whatever, my contention has always been that the United States is the United States. Yes, we are a country of immigrants. Unless everybody, I missed something, unless everybody in this country is an American Indian, they came from someplace else. I get all that. What I'm trying to understand and establish here is our continuation of this war on philosophy or ideology, as I've said before, which you agreed that, this is the point about this. But we seem to have powers behind the thrones, whether it be in Germany, the United States, or wherever, that want to seem to keep this contention going with Islamists or Muslims or whomever. This was never an issue in this country before. I can remember when I lived in the state of Michigan, not too far from the place that you live, that in Dearborn, Michigan, we had the biggest population of Arabs anywhere in the world outside of the Middle East, okay? Not 10 miles up the road, you had one of the biggest settlements of Jewish people, and there were never any problems. The ideologies didn't clash. We didn't have discussion about the religion and what this dictated or what that they dictated. They would follow the laws of the United States of we had our own list of thou shalt not. Do this and you're going to run afoul and the administrative state will step in and deal with you. What we've got now is a free-for-all going on and more chaos and contention and possible death leading up to and maybe including a nuclear war. When we have stuck our nose in everybody's business and said that we're taking the moral high ground, how can somebody with an immoral action be moral?
This is absolutely correct. But let me ask you a question, and your listener. Did you ever hear about these stories in Egypt as a moderate Islamic country?
No.
Why the media is hiding this?
Well, we don't talk about Egypt a whole lot. We talk about Saudi Arabia that has sided up pretty much with Israel. From what I understand the timeline, let's go back, pretty current state of affairs here in the United States. Back in September 11th, 2001, supposedly, we had 19 hijackers from Saudi Arabia, and they pulled off one of the biggest acts of terrorism in the United States, killing some 3,000 people. Now, we've seen all the holes in that story. We have vetted that extensively. We don't talk about the dancing Israelis that were filming this, that obviously knew that there was going to be attack in New York. There's going to be great loss of life and property. No. We just ignored those. The FBI rounded them out and shipped them back to Israel. We've got to take this break. I want to get up to more current status here, because quite frankly, these madmen, no matter what country they claim to be from or what moral high ground they stand on, are all leading to more death and destruction. And quite frankly, it's appalling. We'll be back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Ooh, a title song to a movie. Let's go blow up more people. Isn't it wonderful? This wonderful technology and madmen at the helm. You know, before we move on here, and I don't want to get into the issue here of Iran a little bit, but I can remember a statement being made by many Jews in Israel of promoting a greater Israel, that they would like to see the defeat of Syria and Lebanon. They would like to extend their territory up to Baghdad in Iraq, maybe a third of Saudi Arabia, and who knows what else. I've noticed one thing. Ahmadinejad was quoted as saying that he wanted the destruction of the Jews in Israel. This is the American press speaking. What he actually said was he wants to see the destruction of Zionism in Israel. And when we're talking about such things, I've noticed one thing throughout almost 15 years of unmitigated, unrestrained bomb anybody or anything that moves in the Middle East, I've noticed that one country has remained untouched, and that is Israel itself. Now, it would seem to me that these seven countries, Syria, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq, Libya, that these countries These people did not aggress. They weren't aggressive or warlike toward the United States. Didn't have the capability, Doctor, of really posing a direct threat. They didn't have the air forces or the planes or the ships to mount an invasion. They didn't have the money or the armament to do it. But now we're spreading people hither and yon in Europe, in the United States, and all over the place that people of different stripe, or should I say ideology, that are not going to assimilate into whatever country and culture and society they're going into. This is beyond the pale of reason. It borders on insanity. Your comments.
Actually, I was trying to focus now on this issue of Islam. In general, when you look, why the United States is great? Because it has freedom of religion and all these kind of freedom of expression. But in countries, when you say the official religion of this country is Islam, immediately you make every other citizen that not non-Muslim is a second class or fifth class citizen. You deny them the equality.
By the way, your description, Doctor, of the United States, that's what's on the travel brochure. That's not actually life inside the United States. We have a law or a basis of law that was brought from the Constitution, and supposedly it was codified into law, and that's what everybody was supposed to derive their direction from, and when necessary, judgment on political issues. But I'm sorry, that's just the brochure. That's not the actual reality here in the United States.
You are talking about currently, yes. I think I can agree with you to some degree. But if you are mentioning our Constitution, and now we, after our discussion, and we realize that Islam is represented, fully represented by Sharia law. So Islam, in reality, is not, by the definition of a religion, it's not a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Islam is an ideology.
Right.
Because Islam, again, the teaching of Islam does not separate the religion from its criminal law, for example, the civil laws, economical laws. So if you look at the definition of a religion, you'll find out that a religion is some kind of relationship between a person and a superhuman power. So Islam is not only this way. It's not limited to practicing, praying for God, and this is exactly the picture Muslims are trying to tell people. Look how we pray, how we are peaceful. Yes, absolutely, this is correct. But Islam's teaching, especially with Sharia law, goes far beyond these practices. I don't care how you pray to your God. You standing, you kneeling, you sleeping on nails. I don't care.
We've got a break here. We'll invite callers 512-716-1603, 1883, or 1897.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're final segment here of long segment of today's program. And we've covered a lot of ground here. I don't know that we've clarified or we've further confused people, Doctor, but it's at least a start.
And okay, if you can let me quickly finish very critical points, because actually I'm running out of time. I didn't touch the subject, so...
Okay.
Very quickly, I mentioned that Islam as a religion is not only a religion. It's a full system of practice, like criminal law and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So in the definition of the Constitution, Islam does not qualify for the protection of a religion, because in this way it's not separated into a practice of religion as the Constitution intended to say. Now, if you look at Islam as an ideology, because this is an ideology, when you have way to pray for God and do the same thing, to do your money, deal in money, criminal law, civil law, everything in the Sharia law, then it's an ideology. Still, any ideology is protected by the freedom of speech. You have the freedom to express your opinion, but Islam, even as an ideology, does not qualify for this protection. Why? Because it's violent. It uses violence. It's based on killing, not only like subduing or suppressing anyone different. No, it's killing or creating the environment to kill. Very strange thing. So Islam even does not qualify for the protection of speech. And we go back a little bit. Even if Islam is qualified as a religion, our constitution does not give protection for religion because just it is named religion. We all know that, for example, the Mormons, they are not allowed to practice the religion as they want. They don't. Any man cannot have many women.
Right.
So we have to, by this description, Islam does not qualify for the protection as a religion or even as an ideology because of the violent type applying it. You mentioned now the people and the migration. Very strange thing. There is no right for non-U.S. citizens to come to the United States. It is the opposite. We have laws to protect us from these migrants. Before, for me, for example, before coming to the United States, I had to fill questions, answer a few questions to make sure that I don't believe, for example, in polygamy. Something, if I answered yes, I could have been unable to come to the United States. Then why now when we ask people, what do you believe about our constitution? I can give you a very simple test to check Muslims if they are potentially dangerous. If you ask him, what do you believe? Do you believe that a convert from Islam should be punished? If he tells you yes, then this immediately should not bring it here at all to the United States because he doesn't respect the freedom of religion. And you ask him another question about, now I said this question about someone, do you believe in Sharia law? If he tells yes, yes, this immediately, you can never allow this guy to come to the United States. Because Sharia law is the most, not just discriminative, it criminalizes other religions. You see, it doesn't only discriminate between men and women, between different religions, different sects. So it's not incompatible, actually, it's in contradiction to our constitution.
Right.
So these two questions, simple questions, can tell you that this guy should not come here, and we never try to say this, and our president keeps saying that, we have to be tolerant. It's not tolerance, it's ignorance. And this goes back with our conversation when you ask it, how can we fight this terrorist? You can never fight an ideology with weapons, with armies. In reality, this is how Islam spread. No country accepted Islam except by forcing people and not even invading it militarily, but also destroyed their culture.
Well,
it's a very dangerous word. I said it now.
Yes.
They destroyed their culture.
Yes.
And you mentioned Iran. Iran, they don't consider themselves Arabs. We feel it's an insult to them because Iran was having a good, rich history. When the Arab invaded it, this destroyed its culture. The same thing in Egypt and now in France. I can now, if you give me this opportunity, I talk about not only the physical Islamic terrorist or terror, which means killing and the cutting of people's heads. There are other two kinds of Islamic terror. No one talks about them. Number one is the mental terror. Number two is the cultural terror. I think we saw some examples of this in the destruction of these historic sites in Syria and in Afghanistan. Now, The same cultural destruction or terror is going now in France and in Europe. But it became very obvious in France. They started by the burqa. If you remember the burqa, which is the cover, the Muslim woman cover completely their face.
Right.
Now they invented for swimming a burkini, which is also a cover for the full body for a woman if she's going to swim.
Well, and that's a contradiction in terms, because a bikini was the lack of material, not the addition of material. So how can we have a burkini when the whole intent is to cover the body?
No, remember, no, the whole intent is not to cover the body. The whole intent is to swim, enjoy the sun on the beach, enjoy the fresh air, enjoy the water. So do you think a Muslim woman is going to the beach really to swim or expose her body to the sun or the fresh air? Can you imagine how this will make her like a fairness? So they didn't go there to enjoy what the French people are doing. They went to go there to make a statement. Their statement is loud and clear, saying to the women that the women that are wearing bikini, look, you are indecent. You need to go undercover your body.
I see where you're going. Yeah.
And remember, these beaches have some kind of code of dress. If you don't like the beach,
don't go.
Naked. Don't go. No one will force you. You have other places you can go. You can go in your home.
Well, I mean, let's stop right here, because in Christianity, people have been taught that you have to minister to people, you have to preach to them, you have to get them to see your point of view and the point of view of Christians and God and Jesus and the whole thing. So, you know, I understand what you're saying here about making a statement, going to a beach, and I couldn't think of any greater torture, to believe me, but we're dealing with people that are used to hot temperatures and a whole lot of sand. But going to the beach in the burkini, which is the opposite of exposing flesh, you're covering it, to make a political statement to those that have their own culture or their own way of doing things and their own perspective on what is ethical or moral or acceptable in their own nation state, I think is the point here. And, you know, I have a haunting thought here going on in my head, and it's been ringing in my head for the last half hour. Who on this planet would benefit most with either pitting a secular nation or a Christian nation or whatever against Muslims, as we've put the number at 1.2 billion? Now we have a brand new worldwide enemy in which to deal with. Whose advantage would this be to, Doctor? Do you care to make a guess on that one?
Absolutely, and this is the purpose of all my speech. I want to say first, people need to understand this ideology so they can realize what their intention and what are their tools to achieve this intention. So this actually, I love to, because you see now, we are running out of time. So I'm just trying quickly, but this is a good subject. We can discuss it later, but I'm trying to tie the point, put the pieces of puzzle together so people can get a full picture of what's going on. For me, the burkini is not a simple issue. Even if you look at Sharia law, women are prohibited from going to beaches and swimming there. They cannot go into water with men. You see, this is Sharia. Then how come they needed Islamic dress to go and swim and to go in water with men? This is absolutely prohibited. And any place, they have code of dress. If you don't like it, don't go there. And the other point, because this is also derived from the burqa and the fight over the burqa. If there are saying, if you are in Rome, dress like Romans. Yes, there is a mandate for the society that people get dressed the way the society wants. It's not a freedom of expression for you to go, for example, into a beach devoted to naked people and to go fully dressed there and say, this is my freedom of expression.
Yeah,
my freedom of...
No, I get it. It's you're throwing a dinner party. You invite guests that show up and complain to you about your offering of appetizers. If you don't like it, don't say anything about it. Go throw your own party. Go set your own menu. I get it.
No, not only this. Listen, the point is, I just mentioned it. If you are in France, you need to get dressed like the French people. If you don't like it, don't go there. But we go and poke people in their eyes and say, here we are Muslims. We are super to you. You are indecent people. This is exactly the statement we are trying to make. So the superiority of Islam. It's not their freedom to get dressed. Why don't you go to Saudi Arabia and get dressed like this?
Yeah.
So the point is very clear. It's a cultural terrorist. Mental terrorist. People have to understand this, and one of the things that you should ask is the question, how can we defeat them? If the people, our leader, or the leaders in Europe, just let the media, and the media, by the way, also, they have a prostituted media like what we have here.
Mm-hmm.
If they just let the people say the truth, they are hiding, even when there are crimes done by Muslims, they try to hide it.
Yeah.
Not show that these are Muslims that are doing this. This is just an immigrant, a citizen. So let people spread the truth. Once you spread the truth, people will understand exactly what they are going through and what is the future
right.
if they let these people do whatever they want.
And
or actually, it's using our freedom laws to destroy our culture.
Well, evidently, in this country, we have lessons that have been taught, but the students weren't there to learn, because we have an issue here in this country with Mexico. Now, there was a deal that was made a long time ago. It was a cash deal, cash and carry. The Mexican government sold off territory that they neither wanted or needed, evidently. So we entered into a contract with them when we bought this land. And now we have illegal aliens in this country that do not, kind of sounds familiar here, that don't want to assimilate into American culture or society. These people are here to claim what they say is their land, and they are not going to cooperate. The Reconquistas, La Raza, that they're here to reclaim what is rightfully theirs. Now, we have seen our own government approach this situation like it's no big deal. Now we're down to the point of, well, what do we do with the millions that are already here? And I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, there's an old Southern saying, you know, if the water leak is bad enough and it brings a flood, quit dealing with the flooding and start dealing with the leak, because you are always going to be behind if you keep chasing it in such a fashion. And that's exactly what I see happening here. And now here's the biggest problem. How do we reinvite or disinvite people that have come here, that have gone to Europe, that have been shown the welcome mat, if you will, by respective governments? How do we get these people back to their own countries, back to their own culture? Because I can see this is the only real lasting solution.
Okay, I need to answer this question because I was prepared to discuss it in more detail. But let me quickly say something. First of all, we have to apply our laws. Till the Congress changes these laws, we must respect our laws and apply it. And my recommendation, for example, and this is actually directed to Trump himself. Now, if we allow the people that applied for immigration in a legal way, and they are waiting their turn, and they are waiting almost, let us say, 5 years, 6 years, let us bring these people, these legal immigrants to the United States. So their number can displace the jobs of the illegal immigrants. At the same time, these illegal immigrants that are here, they can realize that they can get their turn very quickly instead of coming here without in a legal manner. Then they can go back to their countries, wait for their turn to come after 4 or 5 years, and then come here. So this way, we don't need to deport people or do anything except get rid of bring these illegal immigrants first. And one of the things that always people confused their tools with their goals. Trump's goal was not to build a wall. Trump's goal was to solve the immigration problem.
Right.
So one of his tools was to build the wall. But is this the only tool he can have to stop illegal immigration? So if he finds more tools, can do it differently, why not? He didn't deviate from his goal. So people now making his goal is to build the wall, not to get rid of the problem of the illegal immigrant. Do you see the point here? His goal is not to build the wall. The wall is a tool. But the Democrats are attacking him as if his goal was to build the wall. Are you following?
Yeah, I'm fully following you here. But I've got to say, Doctor, that walls work. I mean, look,
that's
what is
fine. Whatever works.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, and I'm not objecting to the wall.
Yeah.
But the point is, once you do the number, you have a full picture. There is no problem to change your way. You can add to the wall other things in some areas. You can do a lot of things. So my point is, he's the only one that was honest and telling people, look, we have this problem. We cannot let people violate our laws, and then I said to them, welcome. For example, I just told you, for my part of the family to come here after 15 years, their kids that were 5 years or 6 years, now they pass the age of 21. The family, in reality, this happened. The family could not migrate as a one family. So now we are crying for the illegal immigrants. If you are going to separate the family, why don't the family go by itself, a complete family go out? Why do they want to leave one here? And the guy was talking about he been here illegal for 15 years, and he gave himself the right to take my right or my family right for 15 years. He made enough money. He should go back to his country. You see, it's unfair. And the point I'm trying to make all the time, that reforming the illegal, reforming the migration is for the benefit of the Mexican. Because the Mexican people, their families are here, and they come illegally. They are working under harsh conditions. They are paid much less. They are in very bad psychological situations. They are escaping, afraid from the police. It's not a good life.
Yeah.
But if they go back and knowing that they can come back as legal immigrants, this is better for the legal immigrants that are supporting the illegal one. So this is for the benefit of this community, of the Hispanic community. It's not against it. And because we are running out of time, I want just to mention one thing. It's very important, which I call it Obama's racial war. Obama said something very dangerous. He's deceiving the people. And he said that African Americans are 30% more likely than whites to be pulled over. In reality, if you look at the statistics made by the Department of Justice, you'll find that blacks are 2.5 sign more likely to commit violent crime. Then this 30%, if the police is actually doing their job, they should not stop African-American 30% more. They should stop them 250% more. And the same thing goes on and on when he talks about they are two times, for example, likely to be searched, while the ratio should be up to 27 times. So instead of directing, telling people the truth, that even the violent crime, black against blacks, is much more the violent crime of whites against blacks, most of the, more half, the same number blacks killed from whites are a little bit more they kill blacks. So blacks are the ones who are killing blacks. It's not the white people or not the officers. You see the deception here?
Absolutely. Tell you what, here, doctor, we are out of time.
Exactly.
And I would like to thank you for coming on the program.
My pleasure.
We will have to have you back. This is a lot to digest. I'm going to have to go back in and listen to my own show to make sure I understood what actually just happened.
Yes, I agree with you.
Okay. Well, Dr. Farouk, I appreciate it very much, sir, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks very much for this opportunity.
Thank you. Yeah, who stands? Who stands? Are we going to have Christians fighting Muslims now because a few asshats out there like to cut heads off? There is not going to be any peace today, tomorrow, next year. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm all for diversity. I love diversity. That might shock you. I love the diverse nations of the world with their own cultures and their own people, their own dialect, their own language, their own food, their own way of looking at things, worshiping, eating, sleeping, marrying, the laws that are set up. I love the diverse world, and it should remain as such, diverse behind their own borders. And that's not what it was going on now and into the future. This is planned. This is an agenda to destroy more culture, more unrest, cause more chaos. So who stands to gain? The global elite? Jews? Tell you the path that we're on right now. I didn't even get around to the point with the good doctor if Hillary Clinton gets elected, because the political contacts that I have all told me, without me prompting them, yeah, Hillary Clinton gets elected, there'll be a civil war in this country in 2017. Can we kick this off at midnight when half America is drunk? Oh, God. All right, folks. Half of you left, by the way. Half of my audience walked out. I don't know if they didn't like the subject, they couldn't understand the doctor, or this is just stuff that they don't want to know. I don't know, but there it is. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.